Phil Moss in the house.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Phil.
Hey, what about this? There were 14,865 at the GWS game. There were 14,229 at the Wallabies game. And there were 15,089
full house
to watch the Matildas. How good's that?
It's quite remarkable, isn't it? And it's not often that you see the Matildas knock the English Premier League off our lead item on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But it's deservedly so.
Yeah.
It was, I saw a headline this morning on a website and it probably captured what yesterday was all about, and it was simply Matildas go mainstream.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought that was really pertinent because they have captured the imagination of our nation, and they're a serious ticket item now. Mm. And yesterday's performance was one of quality, class, grit. It had everything that epitomises an Australian sporting team, and they produced in front of their home crowd, which often you don't see because of the pressure that comes with that.
Mm. Good point, because I was going to raise that very point, Phil. Some of the quality was there. Lisa Devanna's volley, absolutely outstanding. Sam Kerr just scores goals for fun. These are legitimate, genuine superstars in their sport.
They really are. And I think it was quite pertinent, too, to have Marta, the 5-times World Player of the Year on the Brazilian team, and Sam Kerr, who's been nominated for this year's FIFA Player of the Year on in a Matildas jersey. But Lisa Devanna, she just keeps producing. She's quite remarkable. The audaciousness of that goal, I don't know if that's even a word, Jimmy. You'll pull me up. I know you're the word police.
I'll let you go.
It was such an audacious attempt on goal, but to actually pull it off and score a goal of that quality on that stage against Brazil, it was just quite remarkable. And Sam Kerr, as you said, fantastic. She's got a nose for goal, that girl. And the finish, she knew exactly what she was doing and found her back
in
it.
That's facing the other end.
That's
right.
Exactly.
Audacity, I think, is the word that you're looking for.
Audacity.
Sam Kerr, how good is she?
Outstanding. She's world class.
Right.
She is world class.
So is she, in the space of a very short amount of time, and I didn't know she was Daniel Kerr's sister. Did you know that?
I didn't know
Daniel
that.
Kerr,
oh, really?
The West Coast Eagles?
Eagles, is that
the troubled West Coast Eagles superstar player. That's her older brother.
The genes, Phil.
Yeah, and so... She, in the space of a very short amount of time, she is just one of the top players on the planet.
Mm. She is. She's broken records over in America for the women's league over there with the number of goals she scored. And I think she was the first player to score 4 goals in a game as well. And her performance at the Tournament of Nations in America, when we took on 3 big countries, USA, Japan, Brazil, they're basically the 3 biggest in the world. And she just continues to shine. So when she first started scoring goals and coming to prominence, everyone's saying, okay, well, she's scoring goals. That's great. That's what strikers should do. But is she world class? Well, the answer now is yes. Yeah, she really is. We have got a superstar on our hands. Mm. And very grounded too, I must say.
Yeah, no, they're great to watch, Matildas. They go Tuesday to Newcastle?
Yes, Tuesday night.
Match against Brazil, yeah.
Up there at McDonald's Stadium.
Some big games overnight.
Come on,
Manchester City's juggernaut. We're not mentioning Liverpool. Manchester City,
well,
juggernaut, 6-0.
If you see here, I've got LFD segment today.
Oh, what's that?
That's a Liverpool-free day.
Not mentioning him.
So we're not going to talk about their 1-1 draw with Burnley. We're not going to talk about their frailties at the back. But,
right.
You know, last night it was disappointing. I mean, they go down 1-0 to Scott Arfield's goal. And you know, we've spoken about their defensive frailties with their back four, particularly central. Last night it was more about Emre Can not tracking Arfield from midfield. And he got his strike from the edge of the area. And it's just, there's this real disconnect at the moment because they've got a frightening front line.
Yeah.
And with Coutinho back in the lineup now and providing the service to those front 3 players who are just
so
blistering. They are blistering. So Klopp's really got to get that right quickly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're going to slip away. And in the Premier League, you've got to have that balance of being able to play with and without the ball. And
well,
they can't keep
how
leaking
good is
these
Manchester
goals.
City playing?
Yeah, well, you got someone like Aguero knocking in a hat trick and plus
goals
an assist.
In 3 games now or something.
Frightening, it's frightening. And Watford felt the full brunt of Manchester City, and they now go top of the league, 3 points on top of I don't know. There's another Manchester side apparently.
Yeah, game in hand, I believe.
Yeah,
just on that.
Tonight.
Forget Europe for Liverpool. Is relegation and.
Yeah, you have the big statement, hey?
Should we start? Jürgen, start getting concerned.
What date is it? September 17. Jimmy's mentioned relegation. I'll drop that down. We'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How many cartons of beer on this? Where they finish? Oh, I won't bet.
Oh, are we doing that bet?
Manchester's
we back on, right?
Yeah, absolutely a back line, yeah.
Well, I just want to see who Jurgen Klopp employs as his defence coach first, because obviously that must be the next appointment.
Well, now you're pitching up for a job, are you? Oh,
we'll put a cart on the relegation, though.
You're not
Phil.
Bad. Right, I'll give us some winners.
Brush that one off.
No, come on, give us... No, it's a matter of time.
Well, overnight, you got Chelsea and Arsenal coming up, which is a cracker of a game. Arsenal were only in action... in Europa League action on Friday morning. Mm. So it's a very quick turnaround for them with a big, big game away at Chelsea, I beg your pardon. Wenger takes charge of his Arsenal v Chelsea for the 59th time. So it just shows what a survivor he is. Quite remarkable. But I'm going to go with Chelsea in this one. It seems a long time ago that they lost to Burnley on the opening day of the season. They've won v Spurs, Everton and Leicester since. And jumped into the top four, so I can't see anything but a Chelsea win here. Mm-hmm. And the other big one, Manchester United and Everton. I'm getting pretty sick of tipping Jimmy's boys, but I've got to go with them again. Mm-hmm. They'll get the money, and their perfect start came to an end. Let's highlight that, Ray.
their perfect start came to an end. Exclamation mark!
Last week with the draw away to Stoke, but I can't see anything but them bouncing back.
All right,
sorry, mate.
Quickly, Socceroos playing not in the Middle East, but playing in Malaysia, which is a real bonus for them.
We went around the world.
Yeah.
We were Malaysia, Middle East. We're back in Malaysia, which I think is a small win. It's still going to be tough against Syria, but we go to Melaka in Malaysia, and I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah. Just a quick one. SCG last Thursday, the Mike Cockerell tribute. You would have been there, Phil, and we lost a great man and a great person for the football club.
We did, Ray, and it really did. I think John Cosmina summed it up in his eulogy when he said, "This doesn't feel real and we're not really here for this reason." It was remarkable turnout. And as I said to his wife, Jo, and his brother, Ian, I was lost for words. I don't know what to say, but I think who is in this room says it all about Mike Cockerell. Yeah. He was an absolute champion of our game and gone way too soon.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate that. Really appreciate you coming in, too.
Absolute pleasure for the second week in a row, back to back.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Consistent form.
See you next week for the hat trick.
Well, Mike, good on you, mate.
See you, mate. See you guys.